KJAN Sports.
And at 7:20, our sports is brought to you on KJAN by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In high school football action from Friday night, the Atlantic Trojans got 3 second-half rushing touchdowns from Bodie Johnson and pushed away to a 28-0 road win over Shenandoah. The Trojans locked up the 2A District 9 title with the win. It was a penalty-filled contest, and both teams couldn't convert in the first half. Atlantic led at the break 7-0 on a 30-yard touchdown pass from Garrett McLaren to Colin Mullinex. The Trojans broke the game open in the third quarter. Colton Tasto sparked the turnaround by plucking a pitch from the Shenandoah quarterback Zane Zwickel out of the air and taking it inside the Mustang 5-yard line. Bodie Johnson rammed it into the end zone on the next play to put Atlantic up 14-0. Johnson added a 25-yarder later in the quarter and a 24-yard touchdown run early in the fourth to complete the scoring. Johnson finished the game with 155 yards on 17 carries and 3 scores. Colin Mullinex had just 2 grabs on the night, but he gobbled up 76 yards on those catches and the early touchdown. The Trojans outgained the Mustangs 281 to 159 on offense. The downside was Atlanta getting penalized 14 times for 130 yards on the night. The Mustangs were called for 6 penalties for 75 yards. Each team turned over the ball twice. The Trojans improved to 5-1 with the win and will finish off the regular season next week against Red Oak. It'll be the Trojans' first game at the newly renovated Trojan Bowl here in Atlantic, and we'll have coverage on KJAN and KJAN-TV through our website. Shenandoah falls to 3-3 with a loss on Friday, and they'll host Greene County for their final regular season game. Elsewhere in Class 2A around the area, it was Greene County over Clarinda, 22-15. DeWine Christian downing Red Oak, 22-13. In Class 1A, it was Panorama defeating ACGC 26-0. Van Meter was a 35-18 winner over Kemper Catholic. Also in 1A football, Woodward Granger beat West Central Valley 53-7. East Sac County was a 26-0 winner over Missouri Valley. Audubon Arthur BCIG more than doubled up on Underwood 49-22. Trainer was a 70-0 winner over Maple Valley Anthonoto. Mount Air downed Interstate 35 Truro by a score of 26-6 in Class 1A. In Class A, it was Earlham over Nottoway Valley, 21-14. Ogden blanked Wayne, 28-0. Perry was a 47-0 winner over Madrid in non-district play. Also in Class A, Southwest Valley was a 51-14 winner, defeating Sydney. St. Albert beat Tri-Center, 47-26. It was Riverside over Davis County, 35-14, another non-district game. IKM Manning beat Westwood, 35-14. Also, Ridgeview was a 19-18 winner over Woodbury Central in Class A. Logan Magnolia beats West Monona 53-0. In eight-player action, it was East Mills over East Union 53-12. Coon Rapids Bayard a 49-12 winner over Stanton Essex in another non-district game. Arweva beat Exira EHK in eight-man football 61-12. It was West Harrison Whiting over Boyer Valley 36-8. And Woodbine defeating Glidden Ralston 98-47. In Class 4A, it was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, a 55-13 winner over Council Bluffs TJ. And in 3A, it was Winterset over Norwalk, 55-35. Glenwood beating Carroll, 28-21. And in Harlan over Creston, Orion Maxburg, by a score of 35-7. Iowa State hosts 18th-ranked Oklahoma in primetime tonight. And the Sooners will have their backs to the wall after losing at home to open Big 12 play. ISU will allow 15,000 fans into Jack Trice Stadium, but Coach Matt Campbell says that won't change their approach.
Am I glad that our fan base gets an opportunity to come in and be a part of this journey? I do, because they've been so great to us from the day we've gotten here. And so I'm happy for them, but does that have any bearing on how we play or the style we play? It has zero.
The Sooner defense is only giving up 60 yards on the ground per game, and Campbell says their success begins with a veteran offensive line.
And then, you know, I think the three pieces of their Sam linebacker and their two safeties, guys that have played a lot of football, guys that are really, really confident, and they know how to get the extra hat in the box and yet still be savvy enough to play the pass. I think that's what makes those guys really dangerous.
Oklahoma gave up 334 yards of passing in the loss to K-State, but Campbell says the Sooner secondary has talent and speed.
This is an elite speed, in my opinion. And, you know, I think with elite speed creates elite cover ability. And, you know, I think all of us are dealing with the challenge early on of efficiency, you know, in terms of tackling. But I also think there's some really great plays that this Oklahoma defense has played with through the first two games.
Kickoff for that matchup begins at 6:30 at Jack Trice. It'll be televised on ABC. Elsewhere in college football news, BYU had no trouble winning a Friday showdown with Louisiana Tech. Zach Wilson accounted for five TDs, and the 22nd-ranked Cougars rolled up 523 total yards in a 45-14 rout of the Bulldogs. Wilson was 24 of 26 for 325 yards and two touchdowns. He also ran for three scores. Tyler Allgeier added 93 yards and a touchdown on 10 carries to help BYU average 8 yards per play. Gunnar Romney led the receivers with 101 yards and a touchdown on 7 receptions. BYU is 3-0 for the first time in 6 years. In the NFL virus-related news, the NFL has rescheduled the Pittsburgh-Tennessee game, postponed from Sunday to October 25th in Week 7. The Steelers will play Baltimore November 1st as a result of the Titans' COVID-19 outbreak. The league announced the scheduling changes Friday, hours after the Titans' outbreak expanded by 2 more players to a total of 14 within the past week. The Vikings, who played the Titans last week, again had no positive results and are on target to play Houston tomorrow. The unplanned bye this weekend means the Steelers will play 13 straight games to end their regular season. Meanwhile, the NFL and its players' union have agreed to continue daily COVID-19 testing, except on game days until further notice. The league also told teams daily testing will be required for players and coaches during bye weeks to help mitigate the spread of the virus. That means that players and coaches will have to stick around during the bye. In other NFL news, the 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo will miss his second straight start with a sprained ankle, clearing the way for Nick Mullins to make another start. Garoppolo got hurt 2 weeks ago in a win against the Jets and hasn't practiced since then. The Niners will get all-pro tight end George Kittle and number one receiver Deebo Samuel back this week. Browns star wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. practiced after missing time with a back injury earlier this week. He's expected to play Sunday against the Cowboys. Jaguars receiver DJ Clark is expected to return to the starting lineup at Cincinnati after being taken off the injury report. Clark missed last week's game against Miami with a chest and back injury. Vikings defensive end Daniel Hunter does not appear to be close to returning to the team. Coach Mike Zimmer said the 2-time Pro Bowl pick was in New York for a second medical opinion on his reported neck injury. Dolphins backup quarterback Tua Tagovailoa has returned to practice on a limited basis after missing 2 days because of an illness. He's listed as questionable for Sunday's game against Seattle. Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert will make his third start. Will be without one of his top receivers and a pair of starters on the offensive line, though. The Chargers officially ruled quarterback Tyrod Taylor out for Sunday's game at Tampa Bay, along with tackle Brian Bulaga, guard Trey Turner, and wide receiver Mike Williams. The Saints have ruled out top receiver Michael Thomas and 5 other starters for this week's game against the Lions in Detroit. Marshawn Lattimore, Janoris Jenkins, Marcus Davenport, Jared Cook, and Andres Pete are out as well. That's a look at sports for this hour, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.